Wednesday, May 31st, was a busy day down at the state capitol. In part one of our coverage, we heard from climate activists, some dressed as dinosaurs, protesting at National Grid's electrification conference at the Renaissance Hotel across from the capitol. Here, in part two, we catch the end of a press conference on the Clean Slate criminal justice reform, followed by the Housing Justice for All rally on tenants' rights and good cause eviction. We first hear from the MC at the Clean Slate news conference, introducing Assemblymember Maritza Davila. Then Katie Schaefer of the Center for Community Alternatives talks to me about an overview of the Clean Slate Act, which seeks to help increase employment for ex-offenders by writing clean their record.
Bring together criminal justice advocates. What bill brings together the business council?
Yes.
What bill brings together labor unions?
Come on.
This is an economic justice issue. This is a criminal justice issue. This is about the dignity of our families and our communities. And I stand with you each step of the way, because clean slate
can't wait.
Clean slate
can't wait.
Assemblywoman Davila.
Waiting for years to be able to pass Clean Slate as well as the elderly parole bill, which
yes,
I sponsor.
Yes, we have.
And year after year, we've been told the same thing. My sister here has been fighting for criminal justice reform, and we thank you for doing that.
Yes.
This is why these people are here. But let us not be fooled.
Uh-oh.
People want to act like they don't know nobody in prison.
Oh, that's the way they act.
Like they don't have family in prison. Like they don't have anybody on drugs. Stop hiding. You cannot throw that rock and hold your hand behind your back.
I just want to ground everybody to remember, Clean Slate is an economic bill.
Yes, it is.
It is a housing bill.
Yes, it is.
It is a community safety bill.
Yes, it is.
And more importantly, it is a family bill.
Yes, it is.
As we restrict parents from access to life-saving resources, we restrict their children's.
Yes.
This becomes a generational prison that locks people in this cycle of perpetual punishment.
Come on, bro. Tell them.
Pass Clean Slate now. And do for the community what you say you're trying to do. Keep us all safe. We're done with the fear monger. We can read between the lines. And we know Clean Slate is what will make this city work, this state work. And we want Clean Slate as a community. We all are asking for it. Pass Clean Slate now.
Clean Slate!
Katie Schaefer, I'm the Director of Advocacy and Organizing at CCA, Center for Community Alternatives. The Clean Slate Act would end the perpetual punishment for 2.3 million New Yorkers who face barriers to jobs, housing, and education because of old conviction records. These are folks who are trying to do the right thing, trying to support themselves and their families, and face discrimination as they try to access basic life essentials. The Clean Slate Act would allow people to access jobs, to access housing, and to access education.
Now, this has picked up a lot of support across the board, including from a lot of the business community. Why can't it get across the finish line, especially the Democrats controlling both houses?
It both can and will get across the finish line. We expect the legislature to pass it in the next week. As you named, there is unprecedented support for the bill, and we think we're going to get it done now.
What can people do at this point if they want to sort of persuade some of their elected officials?
New Yorkers should call your senators and your assembly members and the leadership of the Senate and Assembly.
And is there a website where people want more information?
www.cleanslateny.org.
The second event was organized by Housing Justice for All, with the key focus on the Good Cause Eviction Act. The City of Albany, due to the work of groups like United Tenants, have passed the Good Cause Eviction Law, but the courts blocked it, saying that state legislation was needed in order to authorize it. The proposed legislation seeks to protect tenants against unreasonable eviction and regulates the level of rent hikes. We first hear from the MC, who introduces an East Asian tenant from Queens who outlines her problems as a tenant. We also hear from Assemblymember Tony Simone, a representative of the Flatbush Tenants Coalition, and Senator Jessica Ramos. Later in the day, the Post reported that assembly members came under fire from tenant activists, throwing roughly 24 paper airplanes from the chamber's front balcony. The Democratic-controlled assembly has increasingly become the graveyard in recent years for progressive legislation.
Only 7 days left in this legislative session to pass good cause. Tenants at threat of eviction or high rent increases that are effectively eviction notices need good cause passed right now. Yeah. Kuwaiti tenants across the state are being evicted every single day. Yeah. Homelessness numbers have escalated more than a third this past year. Yeah. We are in a crisis situation.
Yes.
A great thing in 2019 when we passed the Housing Stability and Tenant Protection Act that saved rent-regulated housing. Yes. However, I'm going to quote another senior citizen like myself by the name of Joe Biden, who sits in the White House. And here's the quote. Get it done. Finish the job, y'all. Speaker is Nahar from Drum and her interpreter, Nipa.
My name is Nahar. I'm a Drum member. Last 1 year, I'm suffering in a housing crisis. 1 year, I'm suffering from without heat. You know, in this winter, I did not get any hot water, any heat, anything. So I passed to the last year this way. Get support from 911, 311. They did not respond right away. But after 1 week, they came and visit and they just go away. They did nothing. I filed a case, but before that, Drum and other organization did a protest in front of my house, also Housing Justice for All, and there are some few organizations was there, but the landlord did not care. After that, I went to court and I filed a case, even though there is no caring and the landlord did not care anything, does not care.
Next speaker is Assembly Member Tony Simone.
Housing is a human right. We must not only create housing to make it affordable for every New Yorker, we must protect tenants.
That's right.
The real estate industry would make you believe this would cause so much chaos to protect tenants. They would ruin the real estate industry. We all know that's bull.
That's a lie.
Look at the other city and states who enacted good cause. The real estate industry is just fine. You can still evict folks if they have a good cause. Exactly why we call it good cause. But you know what? There needs to be more will in our leadership to pass this. Stop listening to all the fearmongers that this would affect real estate and home prices and rental prices. I have constituents that call me every week that say their rent went up 100, 200%.
Will Bean Fidele from the Flatbush Tenants Coalition.
Each and every one. We prepared to fight, right? Because we're getting good cause passed. My name is Fidel Albert. I am a resident of Brooklyn, and I'm a tenant leader with Flatbush Tenant Coalition, Met Council, and Housing Justice for All. I'm here today to tell the state legislature that we need good cause. No one should be evicted and harassed from their home for no reason. That's why that is what is happening right now. I've been living in an apartment where I shared with an abusive leaseholder that is ugly like sin, if anybody knows what sin looks like.
Who needs no introduction? Is Senator Jessica Ramos from Queens.
Hey, Senate 2 for far too long. I've been told here in Albany that we can't tax billionaires because we're scared they're going to flee the state. And every day, the stories I hear is of New Yorkers, regular working class New Yorkers, who feel that they have to leave our state because they can't afford to live here anymore. And on top of that, the real estate industry takes advantage of that, takes advantage of workers not understanding their rights, not having enough protections, and evicting them without a good reason, without good cause. So I'm just here to say, I'm ready to vote for good cause.
This has been Mark Dunlay for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.